present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones and Amy MacDonald in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute, and it is a great pleasure to welcome back Amy MacDonald, who's going to try and pit her wits and her ability against these three experienced male and regular players of the game. And as usual, I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card which is in front of me. And we're going to begin the show this week with Clement Freud. Clement, would you talk to us on my opinion? For 60 seconds, starting now.
It is my opinion that this game, called Just a Minute, is being run entirely the wrong way. To begin with, the panelists should be far better and more serious people. But even leaving them aside, the audience here is an absolute disgrace. At the very least, they could come here.
Kenneth Williams is chairman.
This is a disgrace. He's supposed to speak on the subject of my opinion, and he's lively in this lovely house. I mean, look at this.
Well,
lovely house, that beautiful people, they're all glowing here with welcome and goodwill written over them. And I think it's a disgrace that he should libel them.
Well, I have to give the decision to Clement
Freud
because...
Thank you very much indeed. That's my subject.
No!
Well,
Kenneth Williams! While I agree with you wholeheartedly about our audience, and maybe it is tactless to malign them in that way, Clement Freud was not deviating from my opinion because that was his opinion. So he gains a point for a wrong challenge. He keeps the subject 40 seconds to go. My opinion, Clement, starting now.
It is my opinion that a studio audience would wear black shoes, somber socks, dark shirts, and a tie befitting of the seriousness of this occasion.
Amy MacDonald has challenged. Why?
It's
deviation.
Yes, that's what it is.
Because it's not a serious show.
Exactly.
Amy MacDonald. You have got a point for a correct challenge. And you have 29 seconds on my opinion, Amy, starting now.
Well, my opinion doesn't normally hold much weight. But one day a friend of mine came to me and said, look, I've got to go to this wedding and I've got to find a hat. And she thought for some strange unknown reason I would know all about hats. So I said to Lavinia, that was her name, okay, I'll come with you. So we both set off one day to look for this thing you put on your hat.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes. How mean could you...
Yes, ungallant, wasn't it? Ungallant. Yes. There she was. She was in the middle of her flow,
yes,
wasn't she?
And I was trying
she
to...
She was just
all
getting
with her. She searched for...
I don't know how you could do that, Clement. I don't know, honestly, how you could do that.
I did it quite easily.
Oh.
And so, Clement, whatever we feel about your challenge, it was a correct one, so you take the subject back, and there are 5 seconds to go on my opinion, starting now.
It is my opinion that there ought to be more beautiful people here.
How to alienate an audience and get them to clap at the same time? Well, as you know, when the whistle goes, it tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that particular moment gains an extra point, and in spite of the booze, it was Clement Freud. Clement, you have a lead at the end of the first round, and Kenneth Williams, you begin the next round. The subject, nosy parkas. The audience seemed to like the idea of that subject with you, Kenneth, so will you go on it for 60 seconds, starting now?
The man that gave his name to this expression was renowned in a place called Dera Dun or Dun, depending on how we interpret the signs or hieroglyphics on the appropriate piece of paper or ivory card, as it is known in the trade. This place is in the United Provinces in the northern part of India, and I had the privilege of serving there with Her Majesty's forces and therefore heard about this man's...
Clement Freud is challenged. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
They were His Majesty's services at the time that Kenneth Williams...
A very clever... You've already got a partisan audience. They're cheering for Kenneth...
You're not going to allow that, are you, Nicholas? You're not going to allow that, are you? You're not going to allow that, are you?
He's come out of his seat to intimidate me. to physically intimidate me, listeners. I have to agree with the correct challenge and say Clement Freud has a point and the subject, and there are 27 seconds on Nosey Parker's Clement starting now.
In the sixth row of the audience, there is one particular Nosey Parker whose name it would be very wrong to disclose. But as soon as I came in, she looked at me.
Peter Jones, the challenge.
Well, he's not talking about Nosey Parkers in the plural. He has chosen one particular Nosey Parker in the audience.
Peter, it's a subtle challenge, but the point is, if the subject's in the plural, it is obvious you can take a singular version of it.
It's obvious?
Yes, I think so.
Yes,
you
I
talk
see.
About...
Well, why is it a subtle challenge if it's obvious?
I suppose the thought was subtle, but the challenge was not. Clement Freud, you are with Nosey Parker still, and there are 17 seconds left, starting now.
Does your mother take in washing? Has she sold her mango?
Kenneth Williamson.
Deviation. This has nothing to do with the subject.
All right, Kenneth.
Does your mother take in washing? It's total deviation.
Well, it's a sort of remark a Nosey Parker might make.
Nonsense. A Nosey Parker does not question in that fashion.
Well, a Nosey Parker endeavors to find out what your business is.
And that's what they were
and
doing.
And not what your mother's business. Do you mind me?
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
All right, you see,
I mean, you can't get your words out, can you? I hadn't got it out, had I? He was straight
if
in there like
you
a flash.
If I let you get all your words out, nobody else will ever speak on this program, Kenneth.
Oh, they are painting a most unfair picture.
The point is,
now,
Kenneth, trying to be fair, as I have to be, you
quite
can
so.
Say that by inquiring about your mother's business, you could also be a Nosey Parker in a subtle way of finding out about your business. And you were saying a Nosey Parker is a little bit more subtle. I tell you what I'll do is you'll give me an impossible decision to make. I will be fair and put it to the audience.
No, I should give it to him. I know what the audience is like.
Clement, that perhaps it doesn't always pay to alienate your audience.
It never, ever pays.
Well, let us see, shall we? Do you agree with Kenneth Williams' last challenge? If you agree with Kenneth, cheer. And if you disagree, boo, and all do it together now.
Hooray!
They're 100% behind Kenneth Williams. So, Kenneth, you have the subject 13 seconds on Nosey... 14 seconds, Nosey Parker's, starting now.
This gentleman, as I say, made my acquaintance, is it would rather speak.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, but it was so close, wasn't it? We'll give him the benefit of the doubt to Kenneth Williams on this occasion and tell him that he has 9 seconds on Nosey Parker starting now.
He said, would you care to drink with me a Carew's gin, which is not the same as any kind that is manufactured or made, as perhaps Clement Freud would prefer me to express it in this country.
Admit it. Go on, come out with it. I'm in the lead, now.
Behind Clement Freud.
Oh.
So we go on to the next round. Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The story I have never told anyone. Would you talk about that for just 1 minute, starting now?
Yes, well, I think it is high time that I revealed it. It began in the ladies' cloakroom at Broadcasting House.
Amy MacDonald has challenged. Why?
Deviation. He wouldn't be in the ladies' cloakroom, would he?
That would be very devious if he was.
Yes.
Yes. But he said the story began. No, he said he was there, did he?
He was in the ladies'
cloakroom. Well, that is utterly devious.
Well, that's why I've never told him before.
Of course, we realize that's the reason you never told it before, but I must agree with Amy, it is a devious situation and a devious thought, and therefore...
Well, I don't think it's devious.
But it's not deviating from the story I've never told anyone, so therefore, it's very difficult. You see how my problems, don't you?
Yes, you just give me a bonus point and tell me to get on with it, that's all.
Shall I take my challenge back?
No, you don't take it. It's a wrong challenge. It was a good challenge, but incorrect, Amy. So Peter has a point for an incorrect challenge. He has 48 seconds on the story I've never told anyone, starting now.
And I was joined by the BBC Northern Orchestra. And they said, what are we going to do? A lady's coming up the stairs. Well, this placed me in a very embarrassing position. Fortunately, the phone was working. So I dialed a number wildly, not really being able to recall the particular digits which would connect me with the caretaker or the porter down in the reception hall, which I happen to know was full of other orchestra players.
Clement, Freud has challenged.
Repetition of orchestra.
Yes, what a pity.
Yes, pity really, yes.
Devious story, but Clement Freud got in with 6 seconds to go on the story I've never told anyone, starting now.
It was on a Tuesday evening in Romilly Street in the centre.
Kenneth Williams has challenged. Why?
I don't believe any Tuesday evening Romilly Street he was hanging about waiting for anything to happen.
It might be every Tuesday in Romilly Street and you never know, do you?
I just don't think it has the ring of truth about it. I've got to go on instinct. I don't work on
Well, all right, Kenneth, you may go on instinct, but he's still not deviating from the subject, the
do
story...
Do you mean to say you're giving it to him?
I have to be fair. The story...
But it's only a few seconds to go. If you give it to me, I might leap into the lead.
I know. That's what everybody thinks if they can get in just before the whistle goes. But I'm afraid it was a wrong challenge, so Clement Freud has another point, and he has the subject for another 2 seconds, the story I've never told anyone, starting now.
Listen very carefully.
That's end of that round. With the unintentional aiding of others, Clement Freud has increased his lead over everybody else. Amy MacDonald, your turn to begin. A lovely subject that Ian Messett has thought of for you to talk on, being desirable. Would you talk about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, being desirable is rather a difficult thing to be, because you have...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, I don't agree. I mean, it quite obviously
just
isn't.
Because you are desirable.
Oh, well, that's very sweet of you. Look, you can have my point any time you like.
She's got a point for an incorrect challenge. She keeps it, and there are 55 seconds on being desirable, Amy, starting now.
But there are times when you just... Do you know that feeling? You just know you're desirable.
Clement Freud has challenged.
I take it back.
Yes, I know. It was very unjust.
I thought it was mean.
Very unjust, yes. And this is just a minute, yes. So you can say just only in this round only. So there's 50 seconds left on being desirable, Amy, starting now.
I mean, there are days when you feel positively undesirable, and that's very bad. But then you get moments when you just know it's all happening. For instance, if you have a boyfriend and he takes you out for the first time and he likes you...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
I wouldn't have a boyfriend who took me out for the first
time.
She's asking us to suppose...
What is she asking you to suppose?
If you have a boyfriend and he takes you out for the first time...
Yeah, but if Amy MacDonald says, if you have a boyfriend who takes you out for the first time, it is perfectly natural, normal, and not devious when Amy says it.
Thank you. Can I carry on now, please?
Yes, you've got another point, Amy. No, don't worry. These wrong challenges give you more points.
Oh, good. How many is that now?
You've got four. You've leapt into a very strong second place behind our leader.
And how many seconds have I got to go?
You have got 35 seconds to go.
Oh.
Do you want to
think it's worth your while going on with it, Amy.
Would you like to know what the subject is as well?
Oh, yes, please.
Good. Being desirable.
Thank you.
Starting now.
Now. And he takes you out, as I was saying before. Now, you just know when...
Kenneth Williams has challenged. What?
Repetition. She says as she was saying
no,
before.
No, I've said
and
that.
And indeed, she has said it before. So we're all sick and tired of hearing
so much. All right.
You're just jealous, Kenneth.
Yes, you're so right.
You have another point, and you have 30 seconds on being desirable, Amy, starting now.
Thank you. The point you get to when you really...
Kenneth Williams has
challenged. Point twice. Twice we had before. It was a point she said twice before.
I was talking about a different point.
Oh, well, as I wouldn't allow Clement's just, I'd better not allow your point and let her keep the subject still with another point. And there are 27 seconds on being desirable, Amy, starting now.
When he leans across the table to light your cigarette and the cigarette lighter shakes...
Kenneth Williams.
Two cigarettes.
Yes, I think we must allow the cigarette.
Oh, no, one was a cigarette and one was a cigarette lighter.
I know, but it was too late. I mean, sorry, it wasn't too late, but
it's
I thought you were going to say a cigar. But no, you did say the word cigarette twice.
Cigarette lighter is hyphenated.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
No, it's not. Shut your mouth.
All right. then it is hyphenated.
She can say cigarette holder.
Oh,
well,
what's going on here?
The audience, do you think there's a, if you think there's a hyphen between cigarettes and a chair,
they don't know
you
nothing.
Don't, we'll all do it together now.
Look at him. Come from Stella.
Nothing! The audience say Amy yes. MacDonald has it, and she has 19 seconds on being desirable, starting now.
And the apparatus in his hand begins to wobble.
Then... I've not come here to listen to a load of filth. It's perfectly obvious why she's succeeding on this game. Half of them are women. Look at them. Waves of them rolling. Look at the flesh going. It's disgusting, isn't
it? What's the challenge, Kenny?
Well, all this deviation about him sitting opposite her with apparatus. One minute he's taking her out to dinner, the next minute they're in a chemical laboratory.
Well, if you've got to think of another word for cigarette lighter, even if it is hyphenated, an apparatus is quite a good word to use, isn't it?
Well, it's obvious what side you're on.
If apparatus means something else to you, then I'm very sorry, Kenny. 15 seconds with you, Amy, on being desirable, starting now.
Then you know you must be desirable. If, however, the thing in he's holding...
Chairman Freud has challenged.
I thought she hesitated holding her thing.
It was the man who was holding the thing.
Yes, but there was definite hesitation there.
Yes, he did hesitate. I'm not surprised in the situation. I think Amy MacDonald has become quite beyond the continuing anyway. So we'll give you a hesitation for that, Clement, with 10 seconds on being desirable, starting now. Amy MacDonald is challenged. Absolutely right, Amy.
No, don't allow it.
Four seconds he paused with the thought of him being desirable. And so, Amy, you have 5 seconds to go on being desirable starting now.
Another thing you notice is little beads of water on the man's foot.
I think, Mr., you must be much more careful in the subjects you choose for this game. Especially, if you started with Clement Freud on being desirable, that would have been different. Ladies and gentlemen, at the end of that round, you will not be surprised to hear that in spite of a little encouragement from the chairman and help from the others, Amy MacDonald has very definitely leapt into the lead. Clement, it is your turn to begin, and this subject is poses. Can you talk on that subject for just a minute, starting now?
If you stand on a plinth with your hands raised high and your feet apart, many would say that you are striking a pose. On the other hand, if you lie down on a foot, that also would be posing.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Hesitation.
As I would agree with that hesitation.
It's such a boring subject, isn't it? Poses.
Yes, yes, but there we are. We have the desirable ones and we have the... Kenneth Williams is now striking a pose to get in the mood to talk for 44 seconds on the subject starting now.
During the period when there was what we would now describe as an epidemic in London, but what was then discussed as something other, in other words, the plague, judges in the courts of England were asked to bear with them and their retinue a handful...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation.
Shut your row, you know. What a nerve, eh? I mean,
really,
why sit just there?
What deviation are you talking about?
Hesitation.
Yes, but you have it for hesitation.
Oh, you're wonderful, you are. There's only one thing you can't do, and that's behave like a gentleman. I'm renowned. I've had letters, saying, what a gent. What a gent you are. I've had letters. Have you had letters to that effect? No, that's why you've gone red. Look at his face. No manners at all.
Which person wrote all those letters?
Oh, some nasty old man he always meets outside. I don't know.
Peter
Peter, you have a correct challenge, and you have 25 seconds on poses starting now.
They're what really killed the music hall in England. They used to have nudes standing about with nothing on. Often they were accompanied by a rather grandiose commentary, and they aped the positions of the models in famous pictures, like the,
Clement Freud's challenge.
Hesitation.
1 second on poses with you, Clement, starting now.
Poses are different.
And, having got in cleverly before the whistle went, I'm afraid Clement Freud has once again taken the lead.
What do you mean you're afraid?
Yes, you're quite right. What do you mean, I'm afraid?
Well, he's afraid of what the audience will do to him.
Thank you very much, Peter. That was one of the things I was afraid of. Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. The subject, King Harold, 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, I suppose every schoolboy knows about this classic battle which took place actually not in Hastings, a little outside, and the occasion...
Amy McDonald's challenge, why?
Why does he put on that funny voice?
I don't know, but what's your challenge?
I just wanted to know, is it because it sort of elongates everything he's trying to say?
Are you challenging for hesitation?
I suppose.
Yes, and widen his range and get different kinds of work.
It was sufficiently elongated to be hesitation. I thought he'd actually paused. So, Amy, I agree with that challenge.
Yes, it's the way you talk.
All right, I'm with you.
Kenneth, you shouldn't talk like that, you know.
Oh, I like him talking like that.
Yes, but it does bring in pauses on occasion, so there are 47 seconds for you on King Harold, Amy McDonald, starting now.
I don't know very much about King Harold.
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
She knows nothing about King Harold. Why don't you shut her mouth?
So, what is your challenge?
Deviation.
Well, I'm afraid it wasn't, because even if you don't know much about it, you've still got to try and keep going. So she has another point and 44 seconds for King Harold starting now.
I'm quite sure he was a very powerful man and probably wore one of those ruggy things all the time.
Kenneth Williams' challenge, why?
I think the entire audience in this theatre would like to know what is one of those ruddy things.
Well, what is your challenge?
Deviation.
Oh,
what is this term and why is she using it? I mean, if she can't talk in plain English, then we're all obviously wasting our time here. She's already questioned my delivery, and we're all like, say, is her sitting there going, oh, it's just... I mean, we've had all this crap and get
so what's
some apparatus
your challenge?
Now.
What's your challenge?
I mean, what about all the apparatus in the eye boys?
What's your challenge?
Deviation.
No, she didn't actually say what the thing he was on was wearing, but she said it was one of those funny things or something like that. 37 seconds on King Harold, Amy, starting now.
It's usually made of wool when it's not knitted and just hangs out in little bits.
Kevin Freud's challenge, why?
Well, she stopped.
I know she did.
Pardon?
So you have a point in the 37...
What did I do?
You stopped, in other words, you paused.
I was letting the laugh go.
I know, but when Clement Freud let the laugh go on a very good thing, he paused for four seconds.
No,
and you got in on him. No, I must be fair. You got in on him on that occasion. Yeah. So 30 seconds on King Harold with you, Clement, starting now.
William the Conqueror was said to have won that battle of Hastings in the year 1066. And there are many who would agree, because as a result of the Norman conquest, the English language was debased and became a sort of French...
Peter Jones.
Hesitation.
Yes, I would agree. 13 seconds for you, Peter, on King Harold starting now.
Picture the scene on this battlefield just outside the famous resort of Eastbourne. And there, with the green fields stretching out as far as the eye could see...
then speaking when the whistle went, so he gained the extra point for speaking at that particular moment. Well, I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen, we have no more time to play Just a Minute. So let me give you the final score at the end of this particular game. Kenneth Williams finished only just in fourth place, 2 points behind Peter Jones, who was in third place, who was 4 points behind Clement Freud, who was only 1 point behind our new and giggly and delightful and pretty winner, Amy McDonald. Hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and we'll want to tune in again next time. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Brett.